Good afternoon. This week we have the incredible privilege of reading Parshas Lech Lecha, a parsha that is filled with so much incredible dramatic activity. Although we were introduced to Avram Avinu at the end of last week's parsha, it's here in this week's parsha that we really begin to see the greatness of the first of the Avos, the first of the patriarchs. And the Torah is filled with so much activity. It begins with Lech Lecha, Hashem commanding Avram Avinu to leave behind his homeland, his birthplace, his father's home, in search of a new future, in search of a new destiny, new opportunities. But interestingly enough, when he comes to the land of Canaan, later on known as Eretz Yisrael, so he encounters famine. As a result, Avraham Avinu is forced to go ahead and relocate to Mitzrayim. And it's there in Mitzrayim that there is the episode that Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, sees Sarai, thinks she's exceptionally beautiful, and decides to take her as his wife. Remember again, Avram and Sarah worked out between the two of them that whenever they would go to a strange place, they would claim that they were brother and sister instead of husband and wife in order to escape any danger. Well, things didn't exactly go as planned. Sarah Imenu is taken. Paro's home is punished as a result, afflicted with terrible plagues. Sarah's released, and Avram and Sarah go back to Canaan after the famine. But immediately after that, there's still more action. There's a major war that unfolds, the war of the four kings against the five. And although Avraham Avinu did not really have a role in this war, when his nephew Lot is taken captive, is captured and abducted, Avraham Avinu gets involved, captures Lot, and returns the property that was captured by the other kings to Melech Sodom. The king of Sodom offers Avraham a reward for his bravery, for his valiant behavior, but Avraham Avinu refuses. Melech Sodom, thank you very much. I don't need anything from you. Ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu, God, will give me whatever it is that I need. Thank you very much, but no thank you. And then the parasha goes on after that to speak about Avraham Avinu's marriage to Hagar, the birth of Yishmael, and then the parasha ends with Hashem promising Avraham, for telling Avraham about the future birth of Yitzchak. Although he's not known by name, Hashem promises Avraham that he is going to have a child with Sarah. Because even though he was blessed with a son from Hagar, Avraham understood, Kodesh Baruch Hu of course understood, that the future of Avraham's legacy would not come through Yishmael, but would only come with a son that he would have with his beloved Sarah. And so at the end of the parasha, despite Avram and Sarah being of an advanced age, Hashem promises them that they are going to have a child together. And you know, when you look at the parasha, there's so much happening. And Avram Avinu is never a dull moment. He goes from challenge to difficulty, from difficulty to challenge, and then from challenge to another difficulty. It's a constant roller coaster. Who amongst us could even imagine uprooting your entire life, just going? God doesn't tell you where to go or what the destination is, but you just go. And then you go, and then there's famine. And after famine, then there's war. And then your nephew gets taken captive. And then you can't have children with your wife. And then you marry someone else. And that son, you'll excuse me, doesn't turn out so great. And the truth is, the action continues into next week's parasha as well. Because even in next week's parasha, the angels show up, tell about the birth of Yitzchak, Lot is in Sodom, and Sodom is destroyed. Avraham Avinu leads a very turbulent life. Avraham Avinu has many, many, many difficulties. But here's the amazing part. You see, Avraham Avinu is known for his attribute of chesed, of kindness, of a love of every single person. And I'll tell you why I always found this so interesting. Because sometimes when people encounter all different kinds of life challenges, sometimes it's not easy for them to be kind. Sometimes it's not easy for them to be nice. Sometimes when you have a lot of difficulties in life, you kind of retreat into yourself. You withdraw into yourself to protect yourself. You're not really able to be there for other people because you've had so much challenge that you're putting all of your energy just to keeping your head above water, just to keeping yourself standing. And yet, Avraham Avinu is not like that. What was the secret? What was Avraham Avinu's secret to staying so positive, so happy, so optimistic, even when he encountered so many difficulties in life? And my dear friends, the answer is one word, emunah. Emunah means belief. But belief doesn't just mean the belief in the existence of Hashem, of God. But it means, emunah means that I believe that Hashem is by my side every step of the way. I believe that Hashem is by my side every moment of the journey of life. And there is nothing that I undergo alone. There is nothing that I have to experience alone. And not only that, all of the circumstances of my life are choreographed, are chosen by Hashem himself. Emunah means the belief that my circumstances in life come from Hashem, but not only does Hashem confer those circumstances upon me, but Hashem is by my side as I go through them as well. And if my circumstances come from Hashem, and Hashem is by me every single step of the way, so some way, somehow, I know everything is going to be okay. This was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Avraham had a difficult life, many, many, many ups and downs. But he knew the ups and the downs were from Hashem. And he knew that Hashem was holding his hand every single moment. And when you have that level of emunah, you're able to be with simcha, you're able to be happy, you're able to be hopeful and optimistic, no matter how difficult life becomes. We, the children of Avraham Avinu, should be privileged to find that same level of belief, that same level of emunah as our great Zayda, as Avraham Avinu. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.